Monday night, or le Vav Tishrei, or Hey Tishrei, Dalid was Sunday, Hey was Monday, tomorrow's Vav, or le Vav Tishrei, Tof Shin, Ayin Dalid. Yeah, I brought that for a reason. I decided, we're going to review Shema Yitzhei B'Neder. I don't know how long it's going to take us. It would be nice to start Shema Yitzhei Vav in the Nuzman, but instead of just having a synopsis of Shema Yitzhei is about two things: Machzikim Mitzvah L'Isser and Chazaka D'Rabba. That's Shema Yitzhei. It even says so here. That's a synopsis. So I decided, instead of the normal way we do a synopsis, I want to go over well Shema Yitzhei Perek Aleph. Not inside, but the idea of Machzikim Mitzvah L'Isser, and we'll learn the Gemara in Yevamos, which is the source of this. Even though, I don't know if you remember, we had a problem with the Shemites' characterization of the thing we'll be learning now, the Sugya in Yevamos and Tosfos and the Ramah and the Maran and the Lublin, the Marit, etc., the whole dynamic. We had a problem, we had a kasha on the characterization of it as Machzikim Mitzvah L'Isser. We said very possibly there's another dynamic going on, but we'll chazer it over, we'll see. Al Kaponim, that's really the nub of the first half of Shema Yitzhei. Machzikim Mitzvah L'Isser is this Gemara, so we might as well learn the Gemara well. And we'll see what the Shemites has to say about it. So it's Yevamos Daf Lamed Vav, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. What am I talking about? Yevamos Daf Lamed Amud Beis.
Shemites Vav also starts with Yevamos, just parenthetically.
Okay, that's non sequitur. Yes, first non sequitur of the year.
Perfect.
So Daf Lamed Amud Beis in Yevamos. Mishnah. So everybody knows, I'm sure, that Tzoras Erev is Potter from Yibum. Right? Co-wife of an Erva, not only is the Erva Potter from Yibum, but the Tzora is also Potter from Yibum. It's called a co-wife. And the Mishnah says, V'kulun she'oyu behem kiddushin o'gerishin b'sofek, so harelu Tzoras choltus v'lo m'siyamu. So when you learn the Mishnah, it makes a lot of sense that if you're a sofek Tzoras Erva, so you're choylus, you can't be miyavim because it's a possible ishas och shalom b'mokha mitzvah, which is an Erva of Chorus, but you can't go out without chalitza because Yevam al-Shuk is an Isser. So Choltos v'lo m'siyamos. The Mishnah then goes on to give what? The Chulon of the Arayos. All the Tezvav Arayos of the first Perek, if the Arayos are Sofek Kiddushin or Sofek Gerishin, Hareilu Tzoros, so the wives, the regular wives, the wives that are not Ervis, Arayos, Choltos v'lo m'siyamos, because they're Sofek Tzoras Erva. So they can't be Mesiyamos, because it's possibly a Shazach Shalom B'Mokha Mitzvah, but they have to be Choltos to avoid a possible Yevam al-Shuk. Good. Ketzot Sofek Kiddushin. So the Mishnah is very strange, which the Gemara will address, that the Sofek Kiddushin is a classic case of Sofek Kiddushin. Zorik Lop Kiddushin, Sofek Karav Loi, Sofek Karav Loi. They're all Sofek Kiddushin. Sofek Gerishin, so then the Mishnah really, it's not really Sofek Gerishin, it's really Gerishin that are this posel midirabonon. Sofek Gerishin, because of the Savyodim, vein alav Eidim, well, I'm not going into the case. Yesh alav Eidim, vein bo Yisman, Yesh bo Yisman, vein bo Ela Eid Echad, they're all Sofek Gerishin. But it really is getting that Apsul midirabonon. So the Gemara asks, hello? Yeah. Nope. But I will in 40 minutes. Whatever, yeah. Okay, I'm giving shiur now. I'm in the middle of shiur. Bye bye. The Ilu Begerishin, the Flamid, I'm sorry, I thought I brought a whole slew of Gemaras. The Ilu Begerishin, Sofik Karvloi, Sofik Karvloi, Katoni, my time. Why doesn't it give like a classic case of Sofik Gerishin? With a Sofik Gerishin. You know, Zorik Laget, Sofik Karvloi, Sofik Karvloi. That seems to be pretty, like, why do you have to give weird cases of a Psalm of the Rabbana? Why don't you say a Sofik Gerishin is a Sofik Gerishin? I'm a rabbi because in a Sofik Gerishin, Ishazu Becheskos Hetel Lashukai Medes, you have to get this clear because this is like the case. The woman, the Tzara, before the Sofik Gerishin popped up, she is. So, there's something called Becheskos Hetel Lashukai Medes. This already, to me, makes the Shmaitza problematic when he talks about Machzikim Yisrael Issa. Because the Gemara says, and it's really strange, but I want to explain it. The Gemara calls her that she is Becheskos Hetel Lashuk. Now, obviously, right now she's also Lashuk. She's an Eishes Ish. But that is going to fall away when the husband dies, and the whole relevance of the shaila, if she's a tzoras erev or not, only becomes relevant when the husband dies. When the husband's alive, everybody's happy. So the rabbi characterizes her as being becheskos hetel lashuk. So we describe that when we learned it, but really we'll see that the shmaitzer did not learn that way. We learned that this is a real chazaka. It describes her present state. You can have a present state that projects, we called it, projects to the future, and says she is in a state that when the husband dies, she becomes mutar l'shuk. And maybe every woman is like that, because really she's an independent woman. Where the Gemara was a feminist way before the feminists. So she's a virgin, she's a person. She's mutar to marry whoever she wants to. She's married to this person, so that's like an isser. But could be every woman who's married has a cheskos hetel l'shuk for such time, that's the words we used, for such time as when the husband will die. And the Gemara seems to say that. Now, there's no shmaitz yet. We're starting with the Gemara.
What?
It's not even the Gemara. We'll see what the Shmaitza says about the Gemara.
No, but I'm just talking about the word Chazaka.
Chazaka is a state.
Chazaka was only Shaykh if it's a subject.
No. The use of Chazaka, the paskening al pi Chazaka, the din Torah of Zil Basar Chazaka, use Chazaka as a determinant, that is B'makom Safek. But Chazaka is a concept without a Safek. It is. Just like rov is a concept without a suffix. But halacha charov, achir rabim lahatos, is b'mokum suffix. Going boser chazaka, using chazaka to determine how to view a matzav, is b'mokum suffix. But the chazaka exists. Now, chazaka is a state. The chiddush is that there's a state of being becheskos hetel l'shuk. For the Gemara to use such words, you have to say that she's you have to assume that every woman is becheskos hetel l'shuk. Forget about Yibum. A woman's married, her husband doesn't have any brothers, twice, or she has children. She's married, she's an Eishes Ish. So she's becheskos hetel l'shuk for such time as when the husband dies. L'chora. Because the Gemara describes this woman who's an Eishes Ish, but her problem is that there'll be an Issi of Amal Ashuk even when the husband dies. So that was saying, the Gemara says, no, she's Becheskos Hetel L'shuk, because she's presumably, right now, a Tzara Serva.
Before the Gemara.
What?
Before the Gemara.
Yeah. And now, you're not sure. Now, if there was a Sofik Gerishin, a classic Sofik Gerishin, if there was a classic Sofik Gerishin, meaning the Erva had a get, but it was a Sofik if it was a good get. And then the husband dies, so you have a Sofik if she's a Tzoras Erva or not. So the Gemara says that would not be a good case for the Mishnah to say, Choletz is Velomis Yabemis. Because Rava holds, you would follow Chazaka. And the chazaka would say she's allowed to get married l'shuk. She's mutter l'shuk. There's a cheskasat l'shuk. Ishizu b'cheskasat l'shuk. I made this. Umisavik atabola oisra. Al tasren umisavik. These are classic chazaka words. Whenever the Gemara decides to elaborate and explicate how a chazaka works, these are the exact words the Gemara always uses. Ishizu b'cheskas blank omedes, umisafek atova le blank, al blank misafek. That's chazaka. Maintain the status quo, umoka misafek. The chiddush is it that is b'cheskas hata. But what I'm pointing out from the Gemara, but we'll see the Shmaitza had a different way of looking at it, I believe, is that there's a cheskas hata. There's a cheskas hata. In order to, you have to say there's a cheskas hata for every Eishasish that's married. And this woman, who normally would be a Yavama in this matzav of the husband dying and there's a brother, but she is the cheskas hata l'shuk because she was a tzara seraph.
Something just occurred to me, and I want to check if it's just a good tzara. We were talking about why these two concepts exist in Shmaitza. Hey, they seem like different concepts. And this is it. Like a chazaka d'rabba looks backwards. Yeah. I know it's a little, but chazaka d'rabba looks backwards to when he becomes, let's say, bar mitzvah. And here we're looking forwards to when she. In other words, we're holding chazaka.
Chazaka d'rabba is a different. Chazaka d'rabba is not a chazaka d'megar. Chazaka d'rabba is a chazaka of the sort, like chazaka enadam tereach besuda mafsida. Chazaka enadam. It's more of a regilus chazaka that things normally flow a certain way. It's more of a predictive thing, chazaka d'rabba. It's not a chazaka d'meikara. Maintain the status quo,
v'mokum safek. But that's exactly my point, is that it's predictive. Just like this, it's predictive to what's going to be with her.
Every chazaka d'meikara, no. This is a chazaka d'meikara, that before the safek was no law, she was b'cheskas heter, and maintain that status now that the safek was no law. That's classic chazaka d'meikara. Maintain the previous status quo. The chiddush is that there's a previous status quo that could be called cheskas hetel l'shuk. Like, where in the world is there a cheskas hetel l'shuk? So you say, for such time as when the baal dies. The marshal, an animal, that this is going to become nogeya. An animal, does an animal have a cheskas hetel l'shay yishochet? It's not clear.
When it gets shed.
For such time as when it gets shechted. Right now, it's going to be the so that's going to be an issue that Tosfos deals with, and the Shmaitz is going to deal with. That an animal is called Heber b'chayav b'cheskas isserei medes.
But you could understand that that could be different even after the shechita.
So we'll see. I want to take it slow. This is the Gemara.
But just there, that every woman has the same heter. Is arguing.
Yes. So you would argue with Rabba, as Abai and Rava do.
No, I know. I would even say, just because we say that the Taurus Erba has it.
Can I ask him? Can you go into my office and get the fan? I'm literally drenched in sweat.
Can you just bring the fan from your desk?
No, that, I wanted to stay there. It's right away. As soon as you walk in, you'll see it. It's right there. It's, you walk in, it's right there. What do you want?
No, I'm just saying that. What I wanted to say that from here, it should be a culture change that a regular married woman should have a cheskas hetel l'shuk.
Well, that's, she is a regular married woman. She just had an added burden of being yavama l'shuk.
But maybe that's dafka why she has the cheskas hetel l'shuk.
If this woman has a cheskas hetel l'shuk for such time as when the Baal dies because she's a presumptive Taurus Erva, Koshkein, a regular woman.
Well, I understand the Rav Latin. I'm just saying that maybe
Koshkein, a regular woman, who's not the Yavama L'shuk, because
that's L'shuk. So we're talking about why are we talking about the L'shuk?
Again, for such time as when the husband dies.
Because it's Daffa is a complicated case.
I don't know what you're coming to say. I don't know what you want to say. I don't know what. By a regular woman, it's not negeya. By a regular woman, you're not going to be matel l'shuk unless you know the Baal dies. You can't say she's b'cheskas hetel l'shuk for such time as when the Baal dies. I mean, you could, but you don't know if the Baal died. that's why behemah v'chayeh b'cheskas isroi medes. If you have a suffix, if the shechita was proper, but and we're going to see. You can't say it's b'cheskas heter lichshei yishochei, but you don't know if there was a shechita. Right, that's Rabbah's chiddush.
What's Rabbah's chiddush?
A regular woman, it's not nogeya. Because what's it might be negeya. I don't want to say it's not negeya, but in a regular case, it's obviously not negeya, the cheskes heter. You can't say it's negeya if you have a suffix if the husband dies. Because the cheskes heter l'shuk, which would be described... Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for setting it up. The cheskes heter l'shuk, which would be described as a cheskes heter for such time as when the Baal dies, obviously is not operable if you don't know if the husband died. And what else, what other kind of suffix would it be by a regular woman? The only time that you could know the Baal died and still have a suffix if she's mutner, and this is going to be the tzusha, just like by an animal you could know the shechita was good and you have a question, maybe the animal's a treifa. So here you can know the husband died, but you have a question, maybe she's yivam al-shuk. So there it kicks in. But if conceptually a regular woman wouldn't have a cheskes heter l'shuk l'cheshe yomus ba'ala, then this woman certainly wouldn't have. And Rav is building on an assumption that every woman is cheskes heter l'shuk l'cheshe yomus ba'ala. That's all. What's going to be no geya, and where I think I wouldn't agree with the Shmaitzer, is the Shmaitzer does not take this as literally as we're taking it now, that there's mamash cheskes heter l'shuk now. Shmaitz is going to learn, you'll see, I'll say it now because we're really just chazering. Because now she's also because her husband's married, because she's married, her husband's alive. When that isser goes off for sure, because he's dead. But now you have a question, maybe she's usser because of a different isser called Yevamah L'shuk. So Rabbah is saying, basically, Ein machzikah mi'issa l'issa. Ein machzikah mi'issa l'issa. But according to the way we're learning, it has nothing to do with Ein machzikah mi'issa l'issa. There's a cheskes heter. Now the Shmaitzer sees nothing. The Shmaitzer sees in Rabbah Ein machzikah mi'issa l'issa. What's the case? What's the classic case of Ein machzikah mi'issa l'issa? Is you have an isser. That isser went off for sure. But you have a suffix if another isser came. That's going to be the issue before or after. When was Noilat a suffix? But
wait, if it's Noilat after you have a Havlis, then I'll take an isser.
Yeah.
The second isser comes
a break.
Yeah. If it's. Yeah, we'll see in the Shmaitzer. Right now, I want to talk conceptually. Machzikim isser l'isser means you know for sure the first isser's not there anymore, and you have a question if a second isser came. When it came, it's not really no gaya. But conceptually, machzikim isser l'isser means that even if you know for sure the first isser's not there, and you have a something about the second isser, so machzikim isser l'isser, there's something called machzikim isser l'isser. You know for sure the first tumor went off, he was toivel, and you have a suffix, maybe he touched another tumor and he became tomei. Then, he said, maybe you hold machzikim isser l'isser. The Shmaitzer sees nothing heavier in Rabbah than Ein machzikim isser l'isser. But I say that can't be the case, because then it would still be a suffix. Rabbah's mater b'toras vaday. The whole point of Rabbah is that can't be the case in the Mishnah.
Why would it still be a suffix?
Because if all you're saying is Ein machzikim isser l'isser, so good, you have no cheskes isser. You have the suffix. And that's the whole point of Rabbah, is that the reason it can't say it in the Mishnah is because it wouldn't be a suffix. It would be mamash mutter. Because ishazu b'cheskes heter ein medes. He doesn't just say ein machzikim isser l'isser. He says moi b'cheskes heter. Maybe we're chazering now. Right now we're just learning the Gemara. I'm just speaking it out now so we could be on top of things as we chazer. So b'cheskes heter l'shuk and she's vadei mutter, and there's something she's in she's in a state of heter. L'cheshe yom is bailo, obviously.
even without that reason, why would he think that Rav holds Emma Sichonis less? So he's just saying the Chazaka wins out. Why would he think Rav holds Emma?
Because right now she's in a state of Issa.
But the Chazaka wins out, that's why.
If Rav Sichonis is an Issa, the Chazaka is a Chazaka's Issa.
The Chazaka is a Shuk. The Chazaka has to be Shuk.
But there is no such thing. I don't know how he's looking at. I don't know how he's looking at Rabba's words. He's saying the Shmaitzer comes around at the end. Maybe. Well, maybe we'll see. We'll see the Shmaitzer inside or by heart. I'm just speaking it out so we should get used to the idea. We should already be into it. Rabba says Cheskus Hetter Ashuk. Okay. Mamish Cheskus Hetter. Abaye says. So Abaye asks, but then Kiddushin also. You should say the other way around. You should say, why do you say Chaylet is below Misya Bemes? If it's up, she's Becheskes Hetel Yavon. Why? You have a problem, maybe she's Eishasach, Shalom Makom Mitzvah. Because maybe the Erva was Miskadeshes to the husband. But she's Becheskes Hetel. So Paskin the Suffolk with Cheskes Hetel Yavon. While she was married, before the Suffolk was Noilan, right? The Erev was a Suffolk Kiddushin, classic Suffolk Kiddushin. So she's Becheskos Heter Liyavam because she's Papashtos Atzara without an Erev. Right? She's in white, she's Becheskos Heter Liyavam. And now you want to say maybe she's Atzara's Erev. So follow Chazaka that she's Becheskos Heter Liyavam. That's Rava's question, that's Abaye's question. So the Gemara answers Hasam l'chumra. Okay, without going through the whole Gemara, it's a chumra, and we're machmir by Eishes Och because it's a heavy yisur, it's karis. But we're not machmir by Yevam Shuk, which is only a lav. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara then asks on Rava on Laman Aleph Amud Aleph. Eisvei Abaye Nofel Habayis Olav Almas Ochid. Right, there was a crash, and Tzora, the Erva, the Tzora. I'm sorry, you don't know who died first, the husband or the Erva. Then you do Eisa Mehem Meis Risho. And there's a live brother, right? So if the husband died first, so when he died, she was a Tzara Serva. But if the Erva died first, then when the husband died, this other lady is not a Tzara Serva. So here it says, Chaylet of the Lamas Yabemis. Now obviously, if you realize, this is like classic Suffolk Gerishim. Here it's Suffolk Misa. Did the Erva die on it? Amai Hochanami Neymar Isha Zubacheskes had to the Shukri man this. Suffolk at the Bola Oisra Altas Renam Suffolk. This is almost like Suffolk Gerishim. So why don't you go with Cheskes Hetel Ashuk? And again, it's only Yevam Ashuk, so we shouldn't be Machmir. Okay, so the Gemara, that's the Kashan Rabbah. So the Shmaita stops at that point. Now we have a very basic Tosfos Kashan, very important. Taisus is on the Flaminum phase. The second three lines down and the bigger lines. Taisus says that in Rabba's Seer, the Leidas HaSafek was when she was Bapoyal Asr. Right? So again, she's Bapoyal Asr now, but we still talk about Cheskes Hetter. Now, in the classic case of Rav Huna, Behema B'chayeho, B'cheskes Yisrael, in this, Achi Yivadah L'chobim, and Nishchata, and then there's a Suffolk Trefa, so she's B'cheskes Heter, Achi Yivadah L'chobim, and Nishchata. So Tosfos says that the Mashmos is that that's only if the Suffolk Trefa was nolad after the Shechita. So the behema was b'poyel b'cheskes heter, because it was a valid shechita. So there's a presumed cheskes heter. That's really redundant. the cheskus heter, a presumed state of heter. And now, the suffix treifa was noilat. An animal came and grabbed it. Now, the suffix was this here before or not? Of course, the suffix treifa that's noilat now is if she was a treifa when it was alive. An animal can't become a treifa after death. But the suffix was noilat after the shechita. So, everything is beautiful. But the mashmos is fractosis, that if the suffix was noilat mechayim before the shechita, when the animal was bepoyel osur, an animal came, a suffix drusa. Right? It clawed at it, one of the animals that make a drusa clawed at the animal, and you don't know for sure if it clawed enough to make it a treifa. Gets a suffix treifa. But the suffix treifa was noilad when the animal was alive. So Taisa says the mashmolus is that there's no, you don't say that the animal is becheskus heter. And now when you shech the animal will be mutter. You don't say that. It's mashma, you only say nishchata. When the suffix was noilat after the shechita. Now again, I want to stress, any suffix that's treifa that's noilat after the shechita is of course a suffix, maybe it was a treifa beforehand when it was shechta, but we care about this man latus a suffix, and this is, it was noilat when the presumed state of the animal was one of heter. So Tosfos says though that the chayyur is exactly like Rabba's case, because the mashmos is that if this, in Rabba's case, the suffix was noilad when the woman is the poil osur. Maybe you're projecting heter, but right now she's the poil osur, and you say it's still fine if the suffix is noilad now, ishas iser, and then the iser goes off because the husband dies, so she's becheskes of that heter. So why don't you, by the animal, you don't say that. So Tosfos holds it's an exact sushtel, which I could see. An animal, I would even, the way we learned in the Gemara, cheskus heter, an animal, I want to see that the animal has a cheskus heter of that lishchata heter, even when it's alive. It'll be mutter b'shchita. And now, so why, what's wrong if the suffix treifa is no lad mechayim? I will say because then you don't know if the shechita was matirin. Treif is a different iser, just like by Yevam Lashuk, right? You don't know if the nisa sabal was matir the woman. Maybe she's not a teres erva. So that's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos teretz. Yeah.
That's the
shechita. Yeah. With papayel, she's also. Bapoil, she's also the bapoil. The bapoil.
That's the reason by the animal.
Yeah. But also, same thing though. So, of the bapoil dikaisa, that we know goes off afterwards when you have your new suffix, but the suffix was noilad b'shas iser. So, Taisa says here also, the suffix is noilad b'shas iser. Isereishus ish. There, something is noilad b'shas isereiv menachai or einazvucha. What's the difference? Taisa says it's a beautiful tzushtel. What's the difference? Taisa says anachanami. It's a wonderful tzushtel. It's the same taka. And la'olam, according to Rabba, a suffix treifa that's noilad mechayim. You also say the animal b'cheskes eter b'shchita. And the only reason suffix drusa is also is not because it happened mechayim, but because drusa shchiach. And Tosfos says the suffix is weighted to the side of iser. It's not a regular suffix, but indeed it's a good tushdel. And according to Rabba, it's lav dafka if the suffix treifa was noilad la'achar misa. But even if the suffix noilad is, even if the suffix treifa is noilad mechayim, according to Rabba, it would be mutter. You would call that becheskes heter. Okay, that's Tosfos teretz. Now, the Shmaitza, I want to point this out. The Shmaitza I want to read the words of the Shmaitzer. The last three lines before the paragraph Uvedarkei Moshe. Before the paragraph, I just want to read three lines. Before the paragraph Uvedarkei Moshe, look, he says, Umavur mi divrehem, that's Tosfos, it's good to see inside, because this is what we've been talking about. Umavur mi divrehem, Umavur mi divrehem of Tosfos, the echad usafik hashokol, when it's not weighted, ve'enu shchiach le'isu yaiser, mukmina b'chesko seter. The afal gav the noilel hasafik the idon isura. Even the Issa HaRishon, this is how he says it. Because the Issa HaRishon for sure went off. So, that's what I'm pointing out. It's not enough to say, or else it would be a suffix. We're saying much more. It's Becheskos Heter. And I would say, if there's a Cheskos Heter, maybe nobody holds Machzikim Yisra L'Issa. The question of Machzikim Yisra L'Issa is without this magic, in other words, this idea that there's a cheskos heter l'shuk when you're married, it's a chiddush. I don't know if that always exists. I don't know if every, let's say, a tomei, I don't know if there's a cheskos heter l'chsheyitvo, maybe yeah, maybe not. Saying the issue of machzikim yisra l'isser, we said, is a separate issue than saying if there's a cheskos heter. Just very simply, even if ein machzikim yisra l'isser, so it would be a suffix. Here we're going more than suffix. We're saying there's a cheskos heter.
They're two sides of the same coin, in other words. It's not machzikim yisra l'isser or a cheskos heter. You can have a cheskos heter.
Maybe if you hold machzikim yisra l'isser, but when there's a cheskos heter, same machzikim yisra l'isser, because there's a cheskos heter. And it's certainly not enough to say ein machzikim yisra l'isser. You have to say there's a cheskos heter. Because if you only said ein machzikim yisra l'isser, it would be a suffix.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to stop. I mean, we don't have to.